Yep, it happened. But yeah, if I could get into something for like $650, it'd be really appealing. So, you know, I'll keep my eyes out, keep searching. Like I said, maybe I'll contact that guy in Sterling Heights, see if he's interested in coming down some. And I think, you know, I think the eBay ones are going for $750 to $850, but, you know, by the time you sell those and you ship and get hit with all the fees, you know, you're getting hit 30%. So, you know, if you're selling it just to somebody on the street, you can come down in price quite a bit. So we'll see. I would love to. I really like the idea of having all of it, all the bands in one radio. Then I just have one radio on my desk. Super appealing, cleans it up a little bit. So we'll see. I'll keep an eye out. I know I was talking to Dakota the other day. He's going to keep an eye out. Now it's on your radar that I'm looking, so something will come up. There's also that swap coming up next weekend, so something, I'll be able to make something happen soon here if I decide to.
KFA, BLX, comment.
Dump it on in. Good morning, W8FU.
Morning, guys. Just sitting here listening. Another alternative to consider, and this is a biased opinion because I have one, but look into the FT-847s. It's pretty much got everything you're looking for, plus satellite ability, and can be Mars modded also. So I have one. It's a great radio. It has wonderful, wonderful receive, and plus it is a 100-watt radio on all bands, so it's a good little piece. KFA-BLX.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that radio. I really like those. I've never owned one, but I think it's a great radio. I just didn't know if it would fit his price range or anything like that, but yeah, the FT-847 is a great radio if you can find one in your price range. That might really appeal to you, Anthony, if you take a look at those.